action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? This is hour number two of USAPreparers.com. And you just heard the top of the hour news. Cashless society, biometrics. Class, the engineers involved in this have no idea what they're doing. A computer operated commerce system could actually cause the end of civilization as we know it. And here's an example of good people with good intentions engineering a threat to society of unimaginable proportions. Why do I say that? Because I did something like that many, many years ago when I was in banking. I actually thought I was doing something good. I put in one of the first automated response systems in the country. Press one for this, press two for that. You know how they work. I hate them. I actually thought I was doing something good. And now you can't even talk to people on the phone because you're confronted with an automated computer response system. And when I heard the news, I was thinking, this guy's doing exactly what I did. He's thinking he's doing something really good for mankind. A cashless society. Why carry cash around when you can make sure that the computer knows who you are? But if the computer system stops, commerce stops. It's like the worst thing that I can think of, other than what we're talking about right here, right now, with Craig Douglas, which is radiation. We've been talking about alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray radiation. Craig Douglas is with us. He's a USAPreparers.com instructor. He's been with us for every one of our Get Prepared Expos. This is hour number two of the class, Radiation 101. And we've been talking about the underground protection that's afforded to you in the case of gamma radiation. Craig, let's continue that discussion.
Okay, and before I go on, I would mention also, and we'll talk about this, computers, the first thing that's involved in a nuclear blast, a nuclear detonation, that is, there is what they call an electromagnetic pulse, which will render those computers useless. So you're talking economic collapse, too, with the way the system is designed. And there's an even greater danger to the power plants, which I can talk about here later. But let's finish off on gamma. Gamma radiation is the most easily protected, but it's the most dangerous as well. So all you really need is a basement. You need to go underground somehow. If the gamma source is off on the horizon, which it will be, because frankly, if the radiation is coming from above, it'll go through your house and right into your basement. But more than likely, you were at ground zero and you wouldn't have survived anyway. So essentially, it's always going to be coming off on the horizon somewhere. But all you need is mass between you and the source. Even underwater can work. You could stay underwater. If you figure out a way to stay underwater, that would work as well, because that's mass. But Earth is about the cheapest and easiest way to do that. That's why all our shelters were underground in basements, because you only have to stay down there if there's a nuclear exchange, for instance, and there are no more nuclear exchanges other than the initial ones that were presented to you, then you only have to stay underground a week or two at the most. So it's really not a thing where you have to live down there in your basement the rest of your life. It could be gone in days. The gamma radiation dissipates, and you'll be protected from gamma rays. For that week or so that you have to stay underground, that's why our shelters only needed so much food and water supplies, because they wouldn't have to stay down there forever. Unless there was continual exchanges going on, in other words, more gamma sources appearing, then that becomes a bigger issue. But essentially, you have to be able to prepare, and everybody should be prepared that's listening to me right now. Everybody should be prepared for at least 2 weeks, because there's been studies that show that everybody in their lifetimes could expect to be in some sort of storm situation where the power might be out for up to 2 weeks, and probably a lot of you have already experienced that. And that's the same for a nuclear incident of some kind. Well, not for a power plant, but for a nuclear war type scenario, 2 weeks is about the most you would ever have to worry about. So that should be your minimum, 2 weeks, and everybody should be ready for that. And I think that's probably a lesson you teach them all the time on this show. But gamma radiation can protect yourself from, even though it's most dangerous. Now, X-ray, very briefly, there's not much to talk about there because it behaves very much like gamma rays do. So X-rays aren't as big of an issue with a nuclear explosion, a power plant accident. They're there and they have to deal with them, but the same rules apply essentially with X-rays as does gamma rays. So there's really not much more that needs to be said about that. See, where else would we want to go? The gamma rays, detecting gamma rays with the equipment, that's what most of the civil defense equipment was set up to do. They call them radiological survey meters. They're not Geiger counters. The problem with a Geiger counter, and I'll tell you right now, that's why I don't recommend Geiger counters for survival purposes. Despite what everybody thinks, they come to my table and they say, oh, Geiger counters. And I kind of wince every time I hear that because there's somebody else that's ignorant about the facts. They don't understand because they've been watching too much TV. Geiger counters will overload. The Geiger-Müller tube is the detector on a Geiger counter. It's a tube that you hold in your hand, and it's got a cable going to the main unit. It's a probe. Well, if you overload or if you saturate that Geiger-Müller tube, your Geiger counter gauge, the dial indicator on your Geiger counter, will show zero. It won't do anything at all. And Geiger counters are fairly easy to overload, and they certainly in a high-level event, a Geiger counter will be overloaded, which means the needle won't do anything. It won't peg out. It won't move at all. It'll just be dead because the Geiger counter, the Geiger-Müller tube is saturated with gamma radiation, meaning it's going to be overloaded and your device won't do anything. So you could have a Geiger counter and go out and do some testing and realize that, oh, well, there's no radiation here. Well, it could be you have some very high radiation and you just don't know it. So you could be walking into a dangerous situation with a Geiger counter. That's why the civil defense equipment mostly was not Geiger counters. It was mostly radiological survey meters. Now, they look very similar to the Geiger counters, although they don't have a cable and a probe. The detector is within. It's called an ionization chamber, and that ionization chamber is what detects the gamma radiation. You don't have to take the unit apart because gamma rays go right through the metal body of the detector itself. So that's the thrust of the main equipment you need to detect the most dangerous is gamma rays would be a radiological survey meter. Now, there's also something called a dosimeter. The gamma radiation meters, called radiological survey meters, are detecting high-level gamma radiation. They're measured in Rontgen, most of them. You can also measure radiation in grays, sieverts, rads, rems. There's all sorts of things. But for this program, we're going to be talking about Rontgens. Rontgens are measured by the radiological survey meter, and they generally start out at the very first part of the scale shows one Rontgen all the way up to five Rontgens, whereas a Geiger counter starts out at 0.1 millirontgens. That means it's 10,000 times more sensitive. That's why a Geiger counter is easy to overload, and you do not ever want to rely on a Geiger counter for emergency situations, the type of radiation that's going to kill you. I have devices at my table, and I have all sorts of radiological samples at my table when you come to my booth at the expo, and I can play around with this radiation. I'm not afraid of any of these radiological sources. I have Yesterware plates. I have Coleman lantern mantles. I have the radium dial clocks and instruments that we had and the watches. I have all this stuff. I have thorium. I have gummite. I have all sorts of things to test it, and it's fun to play around with a Geiger counter, but that's essentially all you do with a Geiger counter. It's a toy. It's for playing around with. The true meters, which are 10,000 times less sensitive, are called radiological survey meters. I'm not going to measure anything with a Geiger counter that's going to kill me, at least in the short term. Now, if I'm exposed to these things for a long period of time, if I sleep with this stuff under my pillow, then I could be damaged by radiation, but I don't do that. I handle them every single weekend. I'm not afraid of it whatsoever. But if the needle's moving on a radiological survey meter, which is 10,000 times less sensitive, that's bad. Get the hell out. Go into your basement. Go into a shelter of some kind. You don't want to be exposed to that kind of level because there's nothing you can legally own on a radiological survey meter to make that needle move radiologically. There's ways to test the unit, but if the needle's moving at all, Matt, that's why I don't necessarily agree that you have to have them calibrated because, frankly, if the needle's moving at all, it doesn't matter what the number means. That's bad. Get out. Or get yourself protected. Now, those detect radiation right now in the immediate term, and they're measured in Rentgens per hour. So if the needle's reading 1, that means in 1 hour you're going to be exposed to 1 Rentgen. Now, the other flip side of that coin are what they call dosimeters. Dosimeters, they don't ever show them in the movies, so most people don't know. They come to my table, and they don't have any clue what they are. They think they're pens. They think they're flashlights. They're these little tube-shaped things about the size of a little pen, and you actually look through it, and you can see a scale in there, and it's measuring Rentgen. It's measuring gamma radiation. But these measure it, instead of Rentgens per hour, they measure them in Rentgens. So that means, although the survey meter will say in 1 hour you'll be exposed to 1 Rentgen, these dosimeters that you would wear in your body, they would read after 1 hour, they would actually show that needle will move up, but it will not move back down, so it'll show the amount of Rentgens you received in whatever period of time you've worn the device. Because when you start out, it starts out at zero. And there's a way to reset those. So the needle goes up, but it does not come back down, so it tells an accumulated dose. These are very important. You'll see devices like this worn maybe in hospitals, maybe in nuclear power plants. They also might wear film badges. These monitor gamma radiation in accumulated doses. In the case of the ones I just mentioned, those are intended for occupational hazards, because if you're exposed during your shift and the needle actually moved on the dosimeter, and then they need to go back and do some investigations to find out how you got irradiated and how bad the levels were and find out the source and get it taken care of. And if you're exposed to too much radiation during the course of your career, you could actually be, there's a lifetime dose where you should no longer work in that career, and you'll essentially be let go, and you will no longer be allowed to do that sort of field. And by the way, it's very interesting. Dosimeters are required for certain levels of hazards on the job for radiation. They're required by OSHA. Actually, absolutely required. However, there's something we learned here. TSA officials are not allowed to wear dosimeters or detectors on the job, which is rather interesting. So, because that's the form of radiation, these machines. I don't know the levels, to be honest with you. I have not measured them myself, so I can't vouch exactly. All I can go by is the numbers that they give us. But for some reason, TSA officials are not allowed to wear dosimeters. So there may be something there. Yeah. I'm not trying to start a conspiracy theory, but there's something going on there.
Yeah, but you just did. You know, there are a lot of TSA people who are listening to this, and they are going to start worrying right now about dosages of radiation they're receiving. Craig Douglas is with us, and we're going to continue part two of this two-hour series on radiation, alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray. Please.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale, freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Tomorrow is the day of resistance, 223. You can think of it like the cartridge, the 223. So if you'd like to join us on Saturday, February 23rd, 2013, at 12 noon to 2 p.m., at the Springfield Ozark Day of Resistance Rally. It's a national event. It's supporting the Second Amendment with over 140 events held nationwide simultaneously. And here in Missouri, we have 4 events being held simultaneously. It's for Americans who support the Second Amendment and who disagree with Barack Obama's 23 executive actions against our Second Amendment constitutional right to bear arms. We're going to come together to show the number of us, the Second Amendment supporters across the United States of America. And on January 16th, Barack Obama signed 23 executive actions without the consent of Congress. In response to these blatant attacks on our constitutional rights, we, on February 23rd, tomorrow, the American people will stand together in defiance to protect our right that protects all of our rights, the Second Amendment. And this is a peaceful, family-friendly, nonpartisan event. And interest in this event is growing across the Ozarks. Ours is going to be in Springfield, Missouri. And we've got speakers and grassroots Second Amendment supporters. Bob Parker will be there, and Mike Jones will be there. And they're going to educate the crowd on what our founding fathers designed for us, the Second Amendment, and why it must be protected. So that's right next to the Sound of Freedom gun range, 4800 North Town Center Drive, Ozark, Missouri, from 12 noon to 2 p.m. I'm going to be there, and I was asked to be the master of ceremonies at this event. I'm honored to be there. So if you'd like to find out a little bit more information about this, just go to USAPrepares.com, page 1. And And there's a post that says Springfield, Ozark, Day of Resistance. And the information on who, what, when, where, why, how, and the contacts are right there. Craig Douglas is with us. We were talking about radiation, and this is Radiation 101. This is the second hour of the class, and Craig Douglas is going to be at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th, and you can meet him and ask him your questions in person, and he will have radiation survey meters, dosimeters, and the reset devices available for sale. I have three of the radiation survey meters. I bought them many years ago. And I've got the manual right in front of me, and I'm looking at it as we're talking about it. And if you go to page one of USAPrepares.com, you'll see a post that says, let me read this to you. The post is titled Radiation Detection Equipment, USAPrepares.com, Instructor Craig Douglas. If you click on that, you will see an image of the radiation survey meter that we're discussing. It's in bright yellow. And my manual says that mine was manufactured in 1962, and it's a model CD V-715 model 1A. Craig Douglas, radiation sources, you mentioned Coleman lantern mantles, and you mentioned Fiesta ware. Those are plates that we used to use that were brightly colored in orange. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, and by the way, that model you just mentioned, that's what most people probably have. That is the most common one out there. That's called a radiological survey meter. That's for high-level gamma radiation. That one was made in 1962. They made another model very similar to it in 1964, but they made 260,000 of those. So those are fairly common, and they're fairly cheap to get out there, either on eBay or through people like me. But the guestware plates and the Coleman lantern mantles and the radium dials and the clocks. Let's take the example of the uranium. First of all, I have marbles that have radiation in them. Of course, there's also glass called Vaseline glass, which also has uranium in it. Uranium, if you look up on it from an encyclopedia from about 100 years ago, take an old encyclopedia and look up uranium, you'll find that the only really known use for uranium at that time was pigment. And so to get that orange color in the plate that's common to the Fiesta ware for the radioactive, basically it's uranite. The coating is that uranium in the coating.
Okay, Craig Douglas is with us. And, Craig, when we get back, I'd like you to tell us, how do we get in touch with you? Craig Douglas, USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's a new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, you know, USAPrepares.com instructors are innovators and inventors. You know that. Well, you just heard a commercial. Stephen Hewer, One World Way. He's going to be on the 3 o'clock broadcast with me today. He's serious about health and detoxification. Why? Because he had some very serious health problems caused by silver mercury fillings. And he was determined to solve those problems, and he figured out how to do it. And we're going to be talking about that this afternoon. And Stephen Hewer of One World Way is going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. And so will Terraganics. So you're going to get a chance to meet a lot of the people who you hear on the broadcast with me. Yeah, they have products, and their products solve problems that they themselves have faced, and products that they themselves are passionate about. And you're going to have a chance to have dinner with us, all of your instructors, if you'd like to, at the Get Prepared Expo. Now imagine this. Imagine listening to a radio broadcast and being able to meet the people who you hear on the radio all in one place. That's what's going to happen at the Get Prepared Expo. There'll be over 50 of your instructors easily. Over 50 of us will be there. And the freeze-dry guy is going to be cooking up a freeze-dry guy banquet meal. And so on Saturday of the Get Prepared Expo, you're going to be able to have dinner with us for between $6 and $7. It's going to be a gourmet freeze-dry guy meal. You're going to have a chance to eat with your instructors, me, Craig Douglas, the freeze-dry guy, Stephen Huer, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, all of us. We're going to be there. Kind of neat, huh? So you might want to stay for both days at the Get Prepared Expo. And I'm going to be putting more information up about all the details this weekend. And if you'd like to check out the hotels, motels, just go to the contact tab at usapreparers.com. We've negotiated a $64.99 rate for hotels. Normally what happens is the event promoters take a cut of the revenue from the motels and hotels. We don't do that. We just negotiate the very best rate for you, and you save the money. And that's what we do at usapreparers.com. Craig Douglas is with us. We're talking about uranium. It was used for pigments. The orange Fiesta wear was pigmented with, or much of it was pigmented back then in Fiesta wear with radioactive elements. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a second. But, Craig, let's get the information. How do we get in touch with you? If you want to buy these survey meters, like the radiological survey meters, like the ones I have, yes, you'll have them at the Get Prepared Expo, but how do we contact you?
Well, the best way, of course, would be at the Expo. Basically, you can go to my website, forbiddenknowledge.info. Forbiddenknowledge.info, that's where I have a website. I'm not really equipped to do mail orders too very well. I don't have a shopping cart. I don't have credit card capability. So your best catch me in an expo or a show. Every weekend I'm at a show somewhere. So even if you're not in the Ozarks area, that you can attend the expo, you can go to the forbiddenknowledge.info and you can find out all the places. That's why I'm in Illinois today, because I'm doing a show in Tuscola, Illinois today. But I travel all around the country. I appear to be the only one in the country specializing in the radiation equipment at the shows, and so that's why I travel far and wide, Salt Lake City, Chantilly, Virginia, Dallas, Denver. I've done shows all over the country trying to get this equipment back in the hands of the American people where it belongs, so we can prepare for what potentially could come. And the other two major topics that we, if we have time, if we don't have any callers, I'd like to talk about eventually will be potassium iodate and also electromagnetic pulse.
Let's talk about them. But first, let me just mention this one thing. Class, if you go to usapreparers.com on the website, at the bottom of the page, there are four columns of instructor contacts. And if you go to column number three, it happens to be under Home Solutions right now. It says Craig Douglas, Radiation Detection Equipment. If you click on that, it will take you right to his website. So go to usapreparers.com. You can remember that because we tell you that every day. Go to the bottom of the page, Craig Douglas, Radiation Detection Equipment. It'll take you right to his contact information and website. Okay, let's talk about potassium iodate.
Okay, potassium iodate, as a lot of people remember, 2 years ago there was a big scramble for people in this country to get potassium iodate. I remember the weekend it happened. I happened to be doing a show in Indianapolis, and I could have held an auction for each bottle. I had about 30 bottles at that point in time. And literally, people were crowding around the table wanting to get. I limited it to one per customer, and we, of course, sold out. There's also natural alternatives. What potassium iodate does, it saturates, it's a pill you take, and it saturates the thyroid with the compound, the iodine, and it helps prevent the body from absorbing the radioactive iodine. So the first place in the body that the radiation would affect would be the thyroid. And so by filling up the thyroid with iodine before it can absorb the radioactive iodine, it helps your body better flush the radioactive iodine and other iodine, because the thyroid is already saturated, already filled, and it won't accept any more. So the idea behind potassium iodate is to fill that thyroid with iodine. And so that's what those pills do. You need to take those pills before you're actually exposed, if at all possible. But, of course, in order to do that, you're going to need to have the pills on hand anyway to begin with. So your first step, of course, is getting the pills and having them on hand. The second step would be, essentially, I personally would recommend not even waiting for the authorities to say, but if there's a nuclear event near you of some sort, I would take it immediately. It's not going to harm you to take it if the emergency turns out to be a false alarm. Unless you're allergic to iodine, is the only people that should not take it. I would take it immediately because by the time you hear word that you should be taking potassium iodate, it may already be too late. In other words, you may have already been well exposed, or that is assuming you even have communications whatsoever anyway, which you likely will not. So I would take it immediately to protect yourself from radiation potential. Do not rely on it long-term as a replacement for a shelter, though. It is not a replacement for a shelter. In fact, it won't protect you from gamma radiation in any event because gamma goes right through your body. You're trying to protect from the beta particles. You're trying to flush the beta particles out of your system with potassium iodate. So it's not any good for a replacement for a shelter. People think they're going to buy one, 14 bottle of potassium iodate, and the world is good for them in nuclear. But no, there's a whole lot more to it. That will not really protect you for the high levels of gamma. That's why you need to also have a place to go underground with enough supplies to last up to 2 weeks, essentially, is all there is to it. So you need to have a bottle on hand or have somebody on hand. You don't need 3 or 4 bottles. Generally, it comes in different form. It comes in little blister packs, individual blister packs. It also comes in bottles. You don't need a whole lot of them on hand. You only need enough for some short period of time because, frankly, if there's an event going on that's continuing to go on, you essentially need to leave the area because the potassium iodate is only a short-term solution. It's not going to protect you. It's not a shelter. So if the nuclear power plant, down the road is melting down, your best bet is to get the hell out of the area because it's probably going to continue for a while. We can talk about Japan if you like to. It's not something you want to stick around for to see if they take care of the problem. You're going to want to leave. You take 2 potassium iodate, and then you're going to leave the area, essentially. It's enough to get you to a shelter or away from the area. That's what the potassium iodide is essentially used for.
And let me tell you this. Dr. Norman Shealy takes it every day, and he's on the air with us 3 hours a week. He's on Genesis with us every Wednesday morning. And he's on the afternoon broadcast at 3 to 4 o'clock with us, and he takes it. And I'd like to make a mention of this. You're talking about the Fukushima timeline. Well, there's a store in Springfield, Missouri that has potassium iodate, and someone I know went to that store to buy it, and he got a few bottles and put it in a bag or brought it to the counter, and he said, I don't have enough cash for this, but here's what I do have. I'll be back in a few minutes with the rest. I'm just going to an ATM. And when he came back, there were fewer bottles of potassium iodate in the bag than he put there. And the interesting story about this is, class, you need to get it because that kind of stuff happens. So they removed from his bag what he was going to buy. Now, those guys want to come to our expo, and guess what? I won't let them. I won't let that store because they're dishonest. So the point here is, what you need to do is make sure that you have what you need before you need it. It's as simple as that. Because you may run into a situation just like that person I know did, trying to buy it and not being able to buy it because the store changed the game on them. So let's talk about Japan.
Okay. I wasn't worried 2 years ago. It's been almost 2 years now since the Japan incident happened at Fukushima. And I'm not worried now. And I saw all kinds of hysteria because of the press. My business, frankly, went way up, and I'm grateful for that. Obviously, under different circumstances, would have been better. My business went up, and it was in the news big time for about 2 months. And as soon as it was out of the news, my business went way down. But I'm not worried about radiation from Japan getting here. In fact, it's not even really possible if you just understand some of the things I already said. We'll review real briefly. Why Japan isn't an issue here in any of the several states, including if you're in California, Alaska, Hawaii. I'm not worried about radiation coming from Japan anywhere in any of the several states. Here's why. I've already explained gamma radiation travels in a straight line. It's blocked by mass, so essentially gamma radiation is impossible, and that's the dangerous stuff. From Japan, it's not coming around the curvature of the Earth. Gamma rays is not happening. Okay? So beta radiation, people think, well, what about the beta? It comes in a particle, and it goes up in the air, and then the winds take it and carries down what we call as fallout. Well, these particles are some of the heaviest particles known to man. They need to be ejected into the jet stream. They need to be ejected high into the atmosphere in order for them to travel any great distance. Otherwise, they're actually just falling down the earth and landing in the water in this case. Now, Japan was upwind of the issue, so they didn't really have to worry about beta radiation either unless the winds shift. And they didn't have to worry about gamma at all. Now, these particles go up in the air, but they don't go high enough. We didn't really have an incident to send the beta particles high enough in the jet stream to travel any great distance. Some of you listening right now may be old enough to remember World War III, where we nuked ourselves, the Soviets nuked themselves, the British, the Chinese, the French. There were mushroom clouds going up all over the world for a period of time. And those beta particles were getting high into the jet stream, and they were traveling around the Earth. But by the time they got anywhere, it was so diluted we couldn't even measure it.
Craig Douglas, USAPrepares.com. I'm going to ask him about the nuclear testing and the X-ray film when we come back. Please, don't touch that dial.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, sometimes I get asked, what is that no whining rejoiner that we have? What's that all about? Well, that is aimed directly at the national broadcasters, the big names, who whine. They whine and whine and whine, and they have no answers. They just whine. So that's what that's all about. And you just heard a commercial for Dr. Joel Wallach, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. He's been with us for four events so far. Four events right here in the Ozark Mountains, USAPreparedness.com. And he's going to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo. That's a great seminar. He's a featured speaker. You're going to love it. That's April 6th and 7th, 11 in Missouri, the Get Prepared Expo. He's going to be on stage, and he's going to be able to answer all of your questions. He'll have enough time to do it. So Craig Douglas is with us, forbiddenknowledge.info, forbiddenknowledge.info. And there's a link on the website, USAPreparedness.com, page one. In the bottom, where in the black section, where all the instructors are and the links. Craig Douglas, in 1945, there was a Trinity atomic bomb test in Nevada. And after that test, hospitals in the Midwest were experiencing fogged X-ray films when the films were developed. They're saying, we can't read these X-rays because there's so much fog on them. And they traced it back to the atomic testing. What kind of radiation would that be that would fog X-ray films in transit from Kodak in Rochester, New York, through the United Parcel, through the U.S. mail to the hospitals in the Midwest?
Well, that would likely be gamma. It kind of depends on how much radiation the film received. As a lot of you know, that when we used to have film cameras, we used to try to avoid sending them through the X-ray machines because it could fog the film. Likely, unless the beta particles were to land on the film or on the packaging of the film, it wouldn't likely be beta. It would be residual gamma. I actually have some of that at my table, the original Trinitite bomb blast from the July 16th, 1945, the very first test ever done. And that would have been some lingering radiation in the atmosphere for some time, probably in a week or so after the event. That would be likely would be gamma radiation.
Okay. So, Craig, let me see if I understand this. When there's a nuclear detonation, chunks, if you will, of material that are radioactive go airborne. And while they're airborne, they're emitting gamma radiation. Is that correct?
No. Gamma radiation is not a particle. That would be beta radiation.
The radioactive material that goes airborne, let's say chunks of the explosion, would that emit gamma radiation?
Well, those could for a short period of time. By chunks, I'm guessing you mean blast material.
Yes.
They could emit some gamma, scattered gamma rays for a time. It would be of so low would be very low, or it wouldn't be of anything of importance. The true gamma source comes from the source where the detonation occurs, and that's what you really need to protect yourself against. There could be some scattered gamma from certain particles, depending on the radio molecule and its decay. That would determine your dose from a particle based on gamma. It really isn't an issue you have to worry about. It's if the particles you really have to worry about would be the beta radiation.
Okay. And you mentioned the trinitite. So the trinitite is the sand in the desert that in Nevada that was turned into glass from the extreme heat of the detonation, correct?
Yes. The detonation was upon a 100-foot-tall tower to try to simulate an airburst. And, yes, the desert sand below the tower, itself was basically gone, evaporated. Certain samples of the trinitite will be green. Certain samples will be brown or gray. There's a lot of different colors depending if there's copper in it from the copper wires that ran up to the tower, how much of the black was from the tower itself or the green. There's all kinds of different ways that this trinitite looks, and it's still radioactive today. It's very, very low, but it's still radioactive today. I've got probably a couple hundred samples of it in my collection at the moment.
Do you sell any of those samples, Craig?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Craig Douglas is going to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th, in Lebanon, Missouri, at the Cowan Civic Center. He will have radiation survey meters, he'll have dosimeters, he'll have the reset devices, he'll have literature, CDs, samples of radioactive materials. He's going to be presenting seminars, and I think we're going to have to do a two-hour seminar, Craig, or 2 one-hour seminars back-to-back. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.